This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Welcome back to Enterprise Biz Bytes, where we're having a discussion about whether or not internet restriction for kids under the age of 17 past midnight is a good idea. We asked you guys to feedback via WhatsApp, Twitter, and Insta Story. There's quite a few. Let's start off with some tweets. Audrey, please take it away.
Okay, so Mei Yang says that the state should not be involved in controlling the access to the internet for the young minds. Leave it to the parents. We are not a socialist state. Mm-hmm. Full-time mom, KL, says they are fighting a losing battle, especially with parents these days that parent their children with digital devices.
True.
HK Tan asks the question, want to take over the parents' role? Zakwan Norden says, how to do it? Even the current bans are not that hard to circumvent.
This is true.
A bunch of other people, including Felino, M. Lim, Ben T, they all feel that you should just educate the parents and kids, and that really the government should focus on more urgent matters dealing with SST. There's also there was this one interesting tweet here by Kabil. He says, interestingly, South Korea and Japan have implemented this restriction. So, and also in China, they have a similar restriction. Nonetheless, experts say the onus is still stronger on parents to curb their children's addiction. This can be done in many ways. One such way is to implement a type of antivirus software where parents can schedule their children's internet usage time.
Yep.
And his final thoughts on this was, this is actually a serious issue. Dismissing this as something not important will have a detrimental effect on our children's health. I think the government intervention is beneficial to help parents curb this addiction. But then again, it's always easier said than done.
Yep. I'd also add to that taking kids out, you know, past 11 p.m. and whatever, and taking them to a mamak stall or taking them shopping or whatever is also detrimental to kids' health and their education as well. Mm-hmm. You know, there are important issues that need to be addressed, but that's one societal issue. This is a different one, right? Yeah. Arf, what have you got over on WhatsApp?
So this comes from numbers 7937. He says that, I honestly think that the internet should not be censored, as we should have freedom of media and information. Agreed that rather than censoring, we should educate. We should stop doing what we did in the past by covering the problem rather than facing the source of the problem itself. And then we also have a message from Preet, who says that it's a good idea, as kids are sucked into it and lacks maturity to know what priorities they should focus on.
Okay.
To that, I will say that I know they're not blocking the internet from them completely. They are sort of stopping them from using it after midnight. But if you segment someone's internet usage, then whatever time they have, they are going to use for useless things.
Right.
They're not going to spend their time reading like proper articles and stuff. They're going to use it to either game or they're going to use it to watch YouTube.
Very good point.
Both of which don't have as much use as reading like substantial stuff on the internet. Which
right.
they are.
Yeah. Back to the tweets.
Yeah, and then here by Amir, he says, if restriction is only on gaming servers, then it's okay. Joe says, pointless. If parents allow their kids to be up after 12 a.m., then these kids could get into other things that are worse than gaming. Better to educate parents to actually be parents. And finally, Zion Abrams says, over to you, Syed Sadiq.
Yes, good point.
So let's see if the youth and sports minister responds to our tweet.
Over to Insta Story, Zulaik Hamza has said, a good idea, but this is supposed to be under the parents' jurisdiction. This is also what Jing Tao has said. It's the parents' guardian's job. Shima Shazmimi has said, meh, it's about time. There are some people are saying good and bad with it. Fine with that. Wish there was this when I was below 17. Would have had better sleeping habits. I concur with that. Januzi has said, great, they need to be asleep after midnight anyway.
Right, because kids need to grow.
Right?
Yes.
Okay, so that's what we've got for now. We've still got more to go through, but there's so many to go through that we can't get them through them all in this talk set. But we are going to move on to something internet-related, of course. Oh, the irony. Reddit, the best social media site is because its community gets it right, apparently.
Yes. Okay, before we get into the story, let me ask you first, if you could choose one social media site and do away with everything else, what would it be? Netflix is... No, cannot Netflix.
I'm
telling you now. It doesn't
okay,
count.
Yeah.
Okay?
Okay.
You first.
Wait, I have to think about it.
Oh.
I have to think about
Reddit.
It. You took Netflix out of the equation and now I have to super think about it.
You've stumped him. Yeah, I will go with Reddit every time.
Okay, well, for me, I think it might be Instagram.
Okay.
I don't know, because Facebook has kind of lost its right?
Yeah.
Well, in May, Reddit apparently overtook Facebook for the first time to become the third biggest website in the US. Now, while it's since dropped back to fifth behind Facebook and Amazon, it's a reminder that Facebook days could actually be numbered. A lot of people, we've heard about how young kids these days, they don't bother
with the Facebook account.
Yeah, they do Snapchat, they do Instagram.
They're leaving Snapchat as well in droves.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. But it's kind of like that shift in trend, right? So what's behind Reddit's rise from a niche site for geek interests to one of the biggest social networks in the world? Well, this is what this article is really interesting. This is what it says. If Facebook is people you know sharing things you don't care about, Reddit is things you care about shared by people you don't know.
Oh, I like that.
Right? So whatever you're interested in, there's probably a community on Reddit centered around it. There's a subreddit for it. The forum goes back to the roots of the internet. Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm not sure if you're familiar with this, Arvind, but
where, oh, you know, what's that?
Where pseudonymous strangers, they connect, they share a common interest, and the interest is what gets people to know each other. So you're actually building your network that way, right? And then there's also the whole idea about how Reddit's communities are managed compared to, say, Facebook. So the way Facebook manages its community has not really been great, from its policy of mandating users to use their real identity, their real names, to all the privacy screw-ups that we've heard of lately. Cambridge Analytica.
Yep.
So it hasn't always succeeded in supporting its biggest assets, which is its users, right? Mm-hmm. In contrast, Reddit has maintained a close and a comparatively accountable relationship with its users. Administrators make public posts that can be voted on the same way that any other comment can, and this helps stoke good and healthy conversations. The other thing about Reddit that people really like is the fact that you can personalize or curate your own experience. The front page, is the site default to being populated by recent posts. But, you know, you have your own page where you can actually choose what comes to you.
Yes.
And what you follow, right? And you can tailor make your Facebook account to do the same thing, you know, choose your groups, choose your pages. But its algorithm is super mysterious. You're not sure if you're going to get exactly what you hope for, right? And also, a lot of people feel that Reddit helps you use your time better than, say, scrolling on Facebook or Instagram.
Oh, I don't know about that.
Or Twitter.
It's an absolute time sink.
That's the thing. So they said that Reddit, average users spend on Reddit per day is at about like under 15 minutes. People spend about 10 minutes on Facebook every day and about 6 minutes plus on Twitter.
Uh-huh.
Right? I don't know when. I don't know what kind of sample that they took these measurements from, but it doesn't seem right. But considering that if you're on Facebook or if you're on Instagram, that I think would be less of good use of your time compared to maybe learning something on Reddit, right? So one problem, though. Now, I am a new user to Reddit.
Yes, you are, finally.
Yes, because Richard has been raving about it, and so I decided to give it a good use, give it a try, right? And I have been glued to it. But the problem is, the first time you get onto Reddit, it just looks like a dystopian Craigslist. It's just you don't understand it, or you and that is, I think, their biggest obstacle. With Facebook, it's just you come on and you're immediately just you're
it's
pulled
pretty
in.
Colors, you
exactly.
can see
every, exactly. But the thing is that people feel that once you can get over this first time use issue and the way it looks, and I know Reddit is also looking at making their UI more
pretty.
Yes, yeah. Friendlier as well. So they feel that Reddit has the long game down and dusted, because they're basically cultivating organic engagement that is community driven, and that is the way to go.
Right. Okay. Oh, so quickly, your favorite social media site that you couldn't do without?
YouTube.
Oh,
YouTube. I would go YouTube.
Good point. Yeah. But if you used Reddit, you could link to YouTube technically by the stuff that's posted on Reddit. So you get, it's the best of both worlds.
Kind of. I'm going to say something that's going to make me sound very dumb.
Okay.
But the reason I don't use Reddit as much is because it doesn't have as many pictures.
It does.
Yeah, but it has a lot of text, and then it can keep going on and on. I can read super long like articles on like the New York Times and stuff. That's fine. But something about Reddit and the amount of text that's in there sans the pictures. gets to me.
It's just kind of scary to begin with.
It is.
Right? It just seems like or text overload.
I am going to sit you two down, and I'm going to go through this page by page, and we're going to work this out. Right.
Yeah.
Okay, so I've been a Reddit member for 11 years, I think, about that. And I think they've been around about 13 years. And when I first discovered it, when I was a kid growing up, my favorite book was an encyclopedia, you know, because you just learned a whole bunch of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Reddit to me is like that, but it's the stuff that you learn is curated by people who have similar interests, right? Mm-hmm. Let's say in an encyclopedia, you are interested in astrophysics or whatever, you can flip to that page and it's there. Reddit has that same kind of appeal. But not only that, the beauty of Reddit is the stuff that comes in the comments after the article that's been posted. A lot of the really interesting discussions is in those...
Part of the comments.
In part of the comments. They will then link on to other articles that just keep... You just end up going down this rabbit hole. But there's some really, really useful stuff. I mean, stuff that you might not hear about on local news, for example. World news stuff will be posted on there. Local news will be posted on there. And, of course, there's some silly stuff on there as well, like every social media website. Mm-hmm. But I think the usage of it and the amount of information that they give you is invaluable. They call it the front page of the internet for a reason, you know. And I think now they're number five website in the world.
Yes,
I think they are.
And
justifiably so. But it's not without their ups and downs. The community has been thrown around, and you know they've had managers come in and mess things around, and the community has gone crazy about it. You know, there's this idea of it moving to a a premium kind of model, which a lot of people, of course, in the community are against. And so people who have been involved with Reddit for a long time are saying, no, this doesn't need to happen. This thing has been well done for the last 13 years. Why bother changing it? Of course, change is inevitable one way or another. Mm-hmm. But I think it's one of those things that once you've got it down and once you figure out how to use it, the stuff that you can get on there is brilliant.
Yes, like pictures of monks looking at beer.
Yeah, or birds with arms.
Birds with arms. There you go.
Or forwards from grandma.
But I have a question. Since the content is curated by people with similar interests and is based on your interests, does it not create an echo chamber?
It does, yeah. And that's why you often find communities that are at polar opposites with one another. Mm. So you'll have a Donald Trump, for example, subreddit. And then, of course, you'll have a Democrat subreddit. Mm. And so you can belong to both of those. If you're smart enough, that's what you do. You read both of them, right?
Mm.
Or you can just do the echo chamber stuff if you like. That's the community that you're gravitating towards. You know. But for me, it's not so much the community element of stuff that I'm involved in. It's more about the content that I'm interested in.
All right. Very
interesting.
Yeah. Okay, over to WhatsApp.
We have two messages. One from Kellen Tan, who says that Reddit and Discord rocks. CH Chua says that Reddit Gold comment is the next best thing in Reddit.
Agreed.
And then Chue says that, Richard, you're absolutely right about how awesome Reddit is.
Yes, it is. Mm. It is. There you go.
Lots of happy Reddit users.
Lots of love. Yeah. Hello, Malaysia.
Yeah, and then we've got a couple of tweets here. One from Sydney Sheldon, who says, stupid, there are worse things to worry about, like drug budgets and supplies which can't reach the right patients. I think this is specifically to the health ministry.
Yep.
And then this is from Og Lala, and he or she says, better to block these sites or the internet from states with most porn surfing activity, like Kelantan and Terengganu.
Controversial.
Hopefully incest, rape and foaming in the mouth will drop.
Oh my word.
Wow.
Okay.
Taking it somewhere else.
Somewhere else indeed. Okay, at that point, let's take a short break, shall we? We'll be back in a couple of minutes. We've got some Always Your Way from, we've got Louie from the Sonics up next. Don't go anywhere though. When we come back, story number three, single versus married. Parents face different biases at the workplace. All coming up on Enterprise Biz Bytes on BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.